Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Saleh for Guidelines for Living.
Some 239,000 miles in space lies the amorphous chunk of rocks and minerals we call the moon. Unlike the sun, which is a boiling mass of gases and fire, the moon is cold and dark. It's lifeless. Yet who would be convinced of that fact on a night when the full radiance of the sun is reflected from it to our world? But the light of the moon is only a reflection, which comes from a far more powerful source, the sun. In a very real sense, what I have just described is a picture of how God's children reflect the nature and character of their Heavenly Father. But it's an imperfect picture. A mirror reflects a true image, nothing more, nothing less. But God's children are more like a hunk of phosphorescence, which has absorbed something of the original radiance and then illuminates its own corner of darkness. God is love, and when the mark of the divine has touched your life, you become more loving as well. But there is a characteristic of the Father which is often overlooked, one which far surpasses love in its biblical order of importance, the holiness of God. Like Father, like Son, we say of the baby who resemble the image of his birthing father. And in the scope of God's order, the same thing should be true of his real children. More than 525 times in the Bible, you'll find the word holy or holiness, expressions usually found in reference to God. But seldom do you hear sermons or messages explaining the importance of holiness in our lives or showing us how to incorporate this into our lives today. To the contrary, we think of people who are said to be holy as weird or strange, and we want to be nothing like that. First, understand that holy describes God as someone who is neither corrupted nor defiled by sin. Holiness describes who he is and what he is, pure, loving, just, and kind, all-knowing, all-powerful. It's all wrapped up in that one word. So, how is this imparted in our lives today? The New Testament explains it rather clearly as it says, "We have been made holy through the sacrifice of the body of Christ Jesus once for all." In simple language, the connection between God and our lives is Jesus Christ. When he touches your life, you become like the Father. But beyond that, we are to separate ourselves from that which is contrary to what God is and who he is. "Put on the new self," said Paul, "created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness." He also instructed us to purify ourselves from everything that contaminates body and spirit, perfecting holiness out of reverence for God. If you would like to know what holiness is, take a look at the life of Jesus. In simple terms, give yourself to him entirely and say, "Lord Jesus, you live your life through me." When you walk away from deliberate wrongdoing, you're putting into practice this very concept. That's why Peter said, "You ought to live holy and godly lives as you look forward to the day of God and speed its coming." Remember, the Bible says, "Make every effort to live in peace with all men and to be holy. Without holiness, no one will see the Lord." And with that thought in mind, turn your back on the mentality that is so prevalent today, the mindset that puts happiness above holiness, pleasure above duty, and having fun above that which is right.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. Visit givetoguidelines.org and become a partner in sharing hope and encouragement in Christ with others around the world. That's givetoguidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for Guidelines for Living.